I'd like to preach this morning, if it be the Lord's will, about a stone that was cut out of a mountain without hands. I'd like to preach the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Many of you don't know me. I first come into the church. I belong to Ivy Point down in Knott County, where Brother Lonzo Moses is moderator. Him and I used to argue around quite a bit where I was a child of God or not. He won most of the time. But after that I truly believed and received the Holy Spirit down in my soul, when I come before him and said, I believe the Lord saved my soul, there was a witness there. Brother Alonzo believed me that time. Used to, about 20 years before that, I'd tell him, I'd say, Alonzo, I said, I'm a Christian if you are. And he looked at me and he said, Jim Rush, he said, there ain't a thing in the world to you. And sure enough, he's right. I feel good in the Lord here this morning. Felt good when I walked in the door. But I don't know where I get to preach or not this morning. In the beginning, when God was creating things, you see, the Son's forevermore been with the Father. He's called the Word. And when they got ready to make old Adam, he said, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. He said, let us. So, I think that the Word was there when he created all things, amen, put this old world together. Heaven's a beautiful place, Brother Lonnie, and I'm wanting to go. There's a lot of poor people in this old world. They want to see what heaven looks like. The Lord made a way for you to go if you want to go. I don't know this morning what the Lord would have me to preach on. But it's kind of like that the Lord, after that he tempted Eve and Adam and Eve, they broke the commandment of God. He told them not to partake of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In the day that thou, he said, in the day that thou eatest, thou shalt surely die. And he told the old serpent, I've given quite a bit of thinking on this of late. I don't want to take too much time because this is a union meeting. But if the Lord begins to bless me, Brother Junior, if you fellas get tired of listening to me, just sing your song. And I won't sit down. I'll just go on outside and begin to preach. But he told the old serpent that he'd crawl up, eat of the dust all the days of his life. An old church was set up there. The Lord told his serpent that he shall curse thy head, and I shall bruise his heel. And if it be the Lord's will this morning, I'd love to preach on when did he crush Satan's head, Brother Fred. Been in this race nearly 30 years, and every time that I come, it's a new experience to me. I told the Lord, I didn't know it was a union meeting here this morning, but I told the Lord, Brother Junior, this morning that I was willing to preach whatever that he gave me. Now, brothers and sisters, old Satan hinders me so much. It's like Brother Lonzo, and I use him quite often. He said he felt like he was down in the bottom of the barrel. And I said, well, Brother Lonzo, I said, you being an apple, you'll get out of that barrel, and sometimes you move it and you'll find me underneath it. Do you ever get down that low, people? Lord, I do. I sometimes say, Lord, is there anything in this world to me, Lord? And I keep running the survey back until the point to where that I got a drink or something other that I've never thirsted since. But I still doubt myself sometimes. You see, this man right here, he begins to doubt, and when he begins to doubt, he gets in trouble. Now, I don't know about the rest of you people, but the Lord, he didn't come to me. He come to my spirit. And his God's spirit works with my spirit. You'll find it recorded in the 5th chapter of Thessalonians that this man right here has got a body, a soul, and a spirit. And my soul was completely dead. It was in total darkness. It was the backside of the desert in the wilderness where there was no water. I come out of that old house that I dwell within one time. Walking through dry places, seeking rest and couldn't find none. And I entered back into that house which I came out of, taking with me 7 spirits more wicked than myself. And I turned hard against the people that belonged to church, and I turned hard against God. I had a hard time trying to find the Lord. I say, Lord, if you don't save me, I'm going to perish, Lord. But I'll tell you what, the Lord Jesus Christ, he comes searching for me, Brother Junior. And Brother Junior, when he came, my last home, raised the child, taught of the Lord, and know where that I was a going if the Lord didn't save my soul. I was down to the New Home Church, not county where that I belong now. There was no brother in the stand. He began to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, brother. And the Lord condemned me right there in that church house. Some people don't believe that you can obtain salvation in the church, but I say that you can obtain it anywhere that you at when the Spirit of the Lord comes to you. Amen. I feel good here this morning. And I want you to know that the Lord Jesus Christ loves you. Amen. Whether you be saint or sinner, God loves you. God knows that you're in total darkness. The Bible says, take heed unto the light. Because Jesus Christ, the Lord, is the light. He said, believe in the light while you have the light, that you may become the children of the light. I want you to understand when Jesus was here, he said, I am the light of the world, and I go away, Brother Lonnie, and you're the light of the world. Now, I'm a light unto the world, and sometimes my light, it don't shine the way that I want it to. I've been in church houses before preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I didn't think I'd done no good at all. But there was sinner people in that church house. They come up to me after church was over, and they begin to say this, and they begin to say that. But I give God all the honor and all the glory for it. The gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, when he puts his word forth, it'll go where and it'll accomplish where that he sends it. Amen. I know this and I know it very well. God said that he was a spirit and seeketh such to worship him in spirit and truth. Now you want to see the Lord this morning. You ain't going to see him with this man right here. But you're going to see him down deep in your soul this morning, brother. Jesus said, he was the light of the world. He said, I go away and you're the light of the world. What did he mean by that light, Brother Lonnie? The light is the Spirit of God. When a man or a woman becomes born again, my brother, you're a well-educated man and a doctor. What does that light mean? When that light comes into you, what can you do with it? I tell you what you can do with it. Old Peter said, and he made it plain. He said, you've been made partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption in the world through lust. You can bring forth fruits unto God with that spirit. What is them fruits now? Tell me, what is them spirits? What are the fruits? Brother Fred, you know exactly what them fruits are, brother, because you bear them. The Bible says, and it makes it plain. Listen unto me, people. He said, add unto your faith what? Virtue. And the virtue, knowledge, and the knowledge, temperament, and the temperament, patience, and the patience, godliness, and godly, brother, kindness. He said, for if these things be in you and abound, they shall make you neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you bear them fruits, and let your light shine, you'll be a drawing light. Amen. And you can do the same thing that the Lord Jesus Christ done. Amen. He crushed Satan's head when he hung there on that cross, and that blood and that water poured forth.
He sure did.
And Satan can do the same thing to you that he done to the Lord Jesus Christ. He can bruise your walks in this life. That you don't bring forth them fruits unto God. Now, brothers, you fellas, get you a song this morning. I can't get you, brother, off my mind this morning.